Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. It just keeps getting better and better, gang. We've got the latest voter registration results, and they have the Democrats in an absolute panic, as they should. You ready for this? Pennsylvania Republicans are now just 50,000 voter registrations away from completely, officially, formally flipping the Keystone State from blue to red. And it's happening faster than anyone imagined. Now, the key here is that Pennsylvania always votes significantly to the right of its voter registrations. Pennsylvania always votes significantly to the right of its Democrat voter registration. So we're talking by hundreds of thousands. Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 when Democrats had a 900,000 voter registration advantage. And this time last year, they had a 350,000 voter registration advantage. Today, that lead has collapsed to just over 49,000 active voters. That's a 96% drop in less than two decades. But here's the kicker. This isn't slowing down. Since January of 2025 alone, so just this year, Republicans have gained while Democrats continue hemorrhaging voters at record pace. Pennsylvania GOP Chairman Greg Rothman called this achievement unprecedented, and he's absolutely right. We're witnessing the complete realignment of a state that Democrats thought was safely theirs for the last three decades. They've certainly been dependent on Pennsylvania. We'll find out why that's a disaster for them. Here's what the voter registration trends look like. You can see pretty much every single week over the last 3 months, for the exception of 2 weeks, one at the beginning of July and another one at the end. For the exception of those 2 weeks, the Republicans have absolutely dominated voter registration. It climaxed just last week with a 6,000 voter registration advantage. Altogether, Republicans have outregistered the Democrats in the Keystone State by an astonishing 40,000 in the last 3 months. Scott Pressler of Early Vote Action, who helped flip Pennsylvania in November, was, of course, overjoyed. His heart was singing, if you know Scott, and tweeted out that we're just a little over 50,000 active voter registrations away from formally flipping the Keystone State. But here's the key. And again, we've talked about this a number of times on this channel, so make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It'd be an honor to have you as a regular part of our channel. But the key with voter registration trends is that they are the key predictive indicator for how elections are going to turn out, because people tend to vote in accordance with how they recently registered. They also reveal patterns like what I just alluded to. We can see how voter registration provides a benchmark, a fixed benchmark for voter turnout patterns. So in Pennsylvania, voters always vote to the right of their Democrat voter registrations. So if Democrats only have a 50,000 voter registration advantage, frankly, they're sunk. Since, again, voters always vote hundreds of thousands of votes to the right of that voter registration event. So, for example, when Biden won Pennsylvania, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, when Biden won Pennsylvania in 2020 by only 80,000 votes, that was when Democrats had a 550,000 voter registration advantage. So with those trends in mind, if you think it through, Pennsylvania is already solid red. And you won't believe what's behind this voter registration trend. Wait until you see this, because in many ways, gang, this changes everything. But first, I do want to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's video, and that's BlockTrust IRA over at TurleyTalksCrypto.com. If you've been wanting to get into crypto investing like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and the like, but you're always a bit turned off or frankly intimidated by the volatility, meet your knight in shining armor. BlockTrust IRA has a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the world among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI system does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data and predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. BlockTrust IRA will then sell at the highs and then buy again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility all the while you stand to make incredible gains. So that's why I'm a proud client of BlockTrust IRA. I have my own account with them, and I absolutely love them. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom they deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a teacher, a truck driver, small business owner, or retiree, this is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what are you waiting for? Click on that link below or visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how they can help you join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And the best part, for a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. This is amazing. Don't wait on this, gang. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. Now, if you want to see the dynamics behind these voter registration numbers, we need to zero in on what's happening in my backyard in Philadelphia. Now, I want to give a big shout out to Jack over at Red Eagle Politics for the great video he did on this data. He's calling it the Democrats' Philly problem. The one city's demographic shift that could literally lock Democrats out of the White House for the foreseeable future is happening right now in Philadelphia. And the numbers are absolutely devastating for the left. Here's what the legacy media is desperately trying to hide from you here. The Democrats' supposed urban fortress of Philadelphia is collapsing. So back in 2012, Obama crushed Romney in Philadelphia by nearly 500,000 votes, 500,000. Again, it signaled an unyielding Democrat dominance over urban areas that we see repeated over and over again. However, just 12 years later, by 2024, Kamala Harris only managed to get 424,000 vote margin, and Trump gained 36,000 votes while she lost 40,000. That's a 100,000 vote swing in the Republicans' favor in just one election cycle in the city of Philadelphia. Now, think about this. Trump won Pennsylvania by 120,000 votes. If this Philadelphia trend continues, Republicans could easily be winning the state by 200,000 votes regularly, making it as reliably red as either Ohio or North Carolina. Remember, many are arguing Pennsylvania is the next Ohio. So just as Ohio was a swing state for a number of years, voting for George W. Bush twice, then voting for Obama twice. So just as Ohio was a purple state, a swing state that turned deep red, so Pennsylvania is moving in that same direction, as you saw with those voter registration trends. And those reddening trends are ironically happening not just in rural areas. Remember, 80% of Pennsylvania is Appalachia. The old saying, James Carville's fond of saying that Pennsylvania is a state with Philadelphia on one side, Pittsburgh on the other, and Alabama in between, okay? But even that model, that election model, is now increasingly outdated because the reddening of Pennsylvania isn't just happening in its Appalachian areas. It's happening right now in Philly itself. And why? Again, we've been talking about this now for over a year. The brilliance of the Trumpification of the Republican Party is that it's helped usher in perhaps the single most significant political realignment in the last century. So just before November, a few weeks before the election, there was a Philadelphia Inquirer piece on how working class residents in Philly, particularly Latino working class districts, were jumping ship and voting inordinately for Trump. And the Inquirer pointed out that we were already starting to see this defection back in 2020, when Biden actually performed worse than Hillary in 41 of Philly's 66 political wards. So they started losing their huge margins in places like Philly years ago. So what does that all mean? What's the big takeaway in all of this? Well, election analyst Seth Cashel noted some months back that 64 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties have all swung to the right since 2020. Pennsylvania has gone from a Democrat plus 7.5 voter registration advantage back in 2020, when they had over an advantage of over 500,000, to a Democrat plus 3 advantage in November 2024. So their voter registration has been slashed in half in just those 4 years alone, meaning that they've suffered a net loss of over 200,000 Democrats, which, as we saw last November, turned out to be devastating for the Democrats in Pennsylvania. And that's because, as Seth has long pointed out, and as I noted earlier, Pennsylvania always votes to the right of its Democrat registration advantage. That's absolutely key to get here in terms of what's going on. Pennsylvania always votes to the right of its Democrat registration advantage. Biden won Pennsylvania, again, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, by only 80,000 votes in 2020, when the Democrats had a 7.5% voter registration advantage. So the only way Kamala would have won Pennsylvania was to post absolutely overwhelming margins in Philadelphia to overcome this massive voter deficit that votes significantly to the right of their Democrat voter registration advantage. And gang, as we found in November, those overwhelming margins in Philly are gone. They're gone. And they're gone because of this extraordinary political realignment where the working class, both white and non-white, are increasingly aligning with the new Trumpian Republican Party. And without Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes, Democrats would need to run the table in every single subsequent presidential election in every other swing state, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, just to even have a chance of reaching 270 electoral votes. And that's virtually impossible when working class voters across America are abandoning the woke Democrat Party in droves. And sorry to let you know, Democrats, but swing states have an inordinate amount of working class voters. The working class voters in swing states are significantly more percentage of their population than the nation at large. The writing's on the wall. Philadelphia's collapse and Pennsylvania's turning from blue to red represents the broader realignment happening nationwide. Democrats, bottom line, pushed too far left. And now they're paying the price where it matters most. This is not just about 2028. This could reshape American politics for a generation. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast, this is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.